866-99402. Transfer to 5301138.
What did we just do?
The Republican Party just made a generous donation to the Black Panthers.
Farm out.
Right on.
Who's next?
Let's see.
Oh, Richard Nixon's personal checking account is in here.
Oh, this is a challenge. Marty, we have to find somebody truly worthy to give his money to.
How about the National Association of Legalized Marijuana?
Perfect. How much should he give?
He's a generous man. I'd say all he's got.
God,
Marty. You are sure we will not get into trouble for this?
Cosmo. Trust me.
Pause it. The phone company has too much money.
Oh, good one.
Thoughts?
They're corrupt. Result?
The system perpetuates itself at the expense of the people. Conclusion?
Mom Bell needs to donate some money.
We're going to change the world, Marty.
I just wish we could get course credit for this.
Gosh!
You got it. You want some food?
Loser goes.
I never lose.
Oh. Pepperoni pizza, please. Shaken, not stirred.
Power to the people, Kaz.
Power to the people, Marty.
One cannot trust anybody these days.
In position on a fire escape.
Mother's in the cable vault. Whistler?
He's reading.
We're up.
Through the lobby. Still just the one guard.
Okay, Mother. Try the ones coming off the blue trunk. Try the ones coming off the white trunk, Mother. These don't sound right. Oh, no.
You even got photos of the guy leaving the embassy through the back service entrance. Hey, Kreese, you on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Were you still in CIA in 72?
Yeah, why?
Did you know the deputy director of planning was down in Managua, Nicaragua, the day before the earthquake?
Now what are you saying? The CIA caused the Managua earthquake?
Well, I can't prove it, but
can't talk tonight.
Hold on, Mother. Go back one. Bingo.
Securing bridge clips. Repairing to sever master alarm circuit. 5, 4.
I looked in that box just now. There wasn't anything there.
Nice bank?
You wouldn't believe what I had to go through just to get a safe deposit box.
I got a fire at Centurion Bank.
Yeah, we got the alarm. Are there any secondary indications? Smoke or flames?
No.
It's probably a false alarm. We've been getting them in your area all night. See if it resets.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You sure you know which one to cut?
Yes. The alarm's always the green one.
Good, Carl.
Hey, man, I'm not waiting any longer. I'm calling the fire... Oh, it stopped. Sorry.
Hey, no problem. And, son?
Sir?
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
All yours, Bish.
How much do you want?
80,000, 90,000, 100,000.
Okay.
May I ask why you're closing your account with us today, sir?
Well, I just had this weird feeling that my money wasn't safe here anymore.
Communication lines are vulnerable. Fire exits need to be monitored. Your rent-a-cops are a tad undertrained. Outside of that, everything seems to be just fine. You'll be getting our full report and analysis in a few days, but first, who's got my check?
So, people hire you to break into their places to make sure no one can break into their places?
It's a living.
Not a very good one.
Is that him?
Oh, yeah. That's him.
Who's got the report for the bank sneak?
I'm going to type it up later.
You are?
We haven't paid the typist since January, so it's either me or Whistler.
Better Whistler.
We've got customers.
Shoes?
Expensive.
We're busy, guys.
Mr. Bishop, Dick Gordon.
Hi.
Buddy Wallace.
Hi.
We've heard a lot of great things about you.
They're all true.
Thanks, Carl.
Gentlemen, why don't we go to the conference room and you can tell us how we can help you.
Good.
okay?
Thank you.
So, here,
before we begin, there's something we'd like to clear up. Most firms of this type are staffed with ex-law enforcement types, but your team is,
I know, kind of different.
Yes, you are. Darren Roscoe, also known as Mother. 18 months at Dunamore for breaking and entering.
Yeah, he was framed. He's got the best hands in the business.
Carl Arbogast, age 19, caught breaking into the Oakland City School District computer to change his grades.
I know. We're the ones who caught him.
Erwin Emery, also known as Whistler.
Yeah, I know. He had some little problem with the phone company.
62 counts.
Okay, you want law enforcement? How about Donald Kreese, 22-year veteran of the CIA?
Terminated in 1987. Why was that?
I don't know. I think maybe a personality conflict. Who are you guys?
Relax, Marty. We have to check on these things. It's just everybody on your team has had some sort of problem in their past.
And then there's Martin Bishop. He doesn't seem to have a past.
Sorry to waste your time, gentlemen. I don't work for the government.
We know. National Security Agency.
Oh. You're the guys I hear breathing on the other end of my phone.
No, that's the FBI. We're not chartered for domestic surveillance.
Oh, I see. You just overthrow governments, set up friendly dictators.
No, that's the CIA. We protect our government's communications. We try to break the other fellow's codes. We're the good guys, Marty.
Gee, I can't tell you what a relief that is, Dick.
All right, that's enough. Let's go.
Change your mind. Call us at this number. Mr. Bryce. Here, right? Easy. Want some coffee or something?
No.
Buddy, is that Janik's file?
Yeah, Janik's file.
This is a mathematician named Dr. Gunter Janik. Works at a think tank called the Coolidge Institute. Specializes in large number theory, prime numbers, factoring.
Cryptography.
Very good. Last month, the good doctor gets a grant. $380,000. Way out of profile for a guy like that. It's our job to be curious, so we trace the money. Guess where it comes from.
I know you're not going to say Russia.
Yeah.
Give me a break. We won, they lost, you know. It's been in a couple of papers.
Yeah, we still spy on them, they still spy on us.
You intercepted the fax last week. Yeah. Making some kind of box. A little black box.
Project's called C-Tech Astronomy. We don't know what C-Tech stands for.
Security Technology.
Sensor Techniques, who knows? Anyway, it may be nothing or it may be something. Anyway, we need to know.
And your job is to find that little black box. Let us take a look at it.
Yeah. No way.
Sorry, Marty. We don't have a lot of choice here.
Do it yourself.
We can't.
Why not?
We're not allowed to equip to do this kind of operation.
Well, then get the FBI.
Yeah, right. FBI.
The FBI can't work for us without approval from a congressional oversight committee.
We don't have the time.
So why me?
Frankly, because
yeah,
we...
frankly.
Marty, sit down, please. Frankly, because it's kind of illegal. You've managed to stay underground for more than 20 years. That tells us you know how not to get caught.
We know you can keep your mouth shut.
Job pays $175,000 payable on delivery.
You can distribute it among the poor if you like.
Pass.
We also clean up your record, quash the outstanding warrant for your arrest.
Pal Cosmo got 12 years. That was without a fight to evade prosecution.
We all know what happened to him in there.
If I say no?
No. Don't say no.
What good would you do anybody in prison?
I don't believe this.
You lied to us all these years. Even lied to us about your name.
Sorry, okay? I'm sorry, fellas. I'm sorry. But when you're wanted by the feds, you don't exactly go around telling everybody about it, okay?
We're not everybody, Martin. We are your partners. You tell us.
Fine. Exactly why was it you had to leave the CIA? We all have our little secrets, don't we? Look, you guys have a decision to make. This is not a test. The penetration is live. The target is unaware.
Sneaking a foreign intelligence service that might kill us to keep us out is not what we do.
The probable level of security is very low. But if you guys don't want to take that chance just to keep me out of jail, fine, I understand. Don't do it.
Well, Bish, I can't speak for the other guys, but I'm in it for the money. I don't care if you go to jail.
Me neither. I'm in.
Could we maybe just go back to the they might kill us part?
Mother, if I thought that was likely to happen, I wouldn't bring this to you, but there is a risk.
It pays $175,000.
I'm in.
You guys will be chalk outlines without me.
All right.
What do we need?
Okay. We start with a very light surveillance, level 3. First sign of babysitters, we back off. Now, this guy's giving a lecture tomorrow at UC in the afternoon. I'm going to be there and check him out, okay? Any questions?
Okay, let's do it.
For the lecture.
You want to take Whistler or do you want me to go in?
No, that's
okay. I thought I'd ask Liz.
Of an old friend. Practice.
Hi.
We're not getting back together.
Did I say anything?
You will.
I'm here on business, Liz.
Bishop, you don't have a business. You have a club. It's a boys' club. You have a little clubhouse, probably have a secret handshake.
Liz, I need your help.
I will not be dragged back into your world. I have a new group of gifted children now, and I like the fact that they're under 30. Excuse me.
There's a mathematician named Gunter Janik. You know him?
I've read him. Now go away.
Well, he's giving a master lecture at 3:30 now.
How nice for him.
Thought I'd buy you dinner after.
I am not going out with you.
This isn't a date, dummy. This is a scientific exploration, a tutorial. I need you to explain it to me.
Read a book.
They found me, Liz. The government found me. They offered me a deal. If I take their offer, they clear my record and I can get my name back.
You and I are not getting back together.
Hey, don't flatter yourself.
Pick me up at 3.
Yes.
While the number field sieve is the best method currently known, there exists an intriguing possibility for a far more elegant approach. Here we would find
this guy's good.
Of extensions, each abelian over the rationals, and hence contained in a single cyclotomic field. Using the art and math, we might induce homomorphisms from the principal orders in each of these fields. That said,
you seen anybody?
Said. These maps could then be used to combine splitting information from all the fields.
This isn't just about large number theory, it's about cryptography.
This would require understanding.
You mean codes?
I mean unbreakable codes.
Of the Fermat codes give rise to. It would be a breakthrough of Gaussian proportions and allow us to acquire the solution in a dramatically more efficient manner. Now, I should emphasize such an approach is purely theoretical. So far, no one has been able to accomplish such constructions. Yet. And the numbers are so unbelievably big that all the computers in the world could not break them down. But maybe, just maybe, there's a shortcut.
I'll bet you anything he's found it. If he has, you're in over your head. I'll get my coat.
Numbers themselves may be our best tools. May be able to see things in other numbers that we can't.
Martin! Martin, how wonderful to see you.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Isn't that fabulous? Today I can, in public, come and learn your scientist's new secrets. Alas, I did not understand one bit what he was talking about. At least I don't know.
Goodness, can it be?
Elizabeth.
Right. She's dying to talk to you too, Greg.
Elizabeth.
Hello, Greg.
Elizabeth and Martin. My heart leaps like a gazelle to see you back together again.
Tell it to stop leaping. We are not back together.
No. Oh, what a beauty. Wait, I have a smashing idea. Martin. Kiev String Quartet plays at the consulate on Thursday night. You will be my guests. Really, Greg, I wouldn't know how to repay you. Martin, now that our countries are such good friends, perhaps you will finally be able to do occasional favor for me.
Gregor, you are shameless.
I'll see you Thursday night. What? New title. Cultural attaché. Unbelievable. Last few years, it's been very confusing for people in my line of work. I'll bet.
I don't care what anybody says about the New World Order. I don't trust that guy.
Who, Greg?
It's
harmless.
Let the number itself tell us. If you'll excuse me, I have some work.
You're going to follow him, aren't you?
Where's
it's okay. I'll get a cab.
Can I call you?
Just be careful.
Janet just got in the elevator, going up.
We will be ready for him.
How's the audio?
Good. Mother's pretty close.
He's just wearing four safety belts this time. What, no parachute?
Alrighty. Entry and lights on.
Describe it.
Looks like a workroom. You got yourself a bench with a soldering gun, two spools of wire, and a magnifying lamp.
Yeah, sounds like you're making something.
Then a desk,
mm-hmm.
Telephone, lamp, answering machine. Sure are pencils, but no little black box.
It's got to be there somewhere. What's he doing?
He's logging on the computer.
Oh, this is good. He's going to type in his password. We're going to get a clear shot.
Dr. Ryzhkov, good evening.
Excuse me. Let's get an ID on Dr. Ryzhkov. She was with him at the lecture this afternoon. She was trying to tell him something.
Oh, God.
Let's do what we did in Mexico City. Oh, God.
I didn't know you could do that in Mexico City.
Mr. Bishop, would you mind if I take a look?
Far off.
Grow up.
Let me see.
Elena, really, I must finish my work.
Okay, back to work.
Oh, here we go. Now we're going to get our password.
I leave a message here on service, but you do not call. I'm sorry, really.
Oh, just get out of the way. Get out. Oh, she's in the way.
I don't believe this.
I'm sorry. It's just I have this work. I give you something to work, baby.
Okay. Just for a little while.
Oh, gun.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Elena, really? I must my work. I leave a message here on service, but you do not call.
Maybe there's a frame or two where she doesn't block it. I'll blow it up. Hey, who's Ryskov?
Dr. Elena Ryskov, visiting professor from Czechoslovakia, senior research fellow in astrophysics.
Bingo.
SeaTac astronomy. Whatever that is.
I leave a message here on service, but you do not call. Sorry.
W-G?
Looks like the H.
Where do you get H?
Right there next to the L.
Come on, do it again.
H isn't next to the L.
Do it again.
I leave a message here on service, but you do not call. Message here on service, but you do not call.
Okay, that's definitely WG.
Definitely not. No, that's a V.
She's in the way.
Fellas, Janik's little black box is on his desk between the pencil jar and the lamp.
Whistler, I hate to tell you this, but you're blind.
Play the tape back again.
You can't even see anything.
Don't look. Listen.
Play it back.
Message here on service, but you do not...
It's got a service.
What's he need an answering machine for?
There's our little black box.
Okay, boss. This LTX-71 concealable mic is part of the same system that NASA used when they faked the Apollo moon landings. Yeah, the astronauts broadcast around the world from a soundstage at Norton Air Force Base in San Bernardino, California. So work for them. Shouldn't give us too many problems.
Thanks.
All righty.
Wait, you didn't have a delivery?
I should have the invoice.
No
right
delivery?
Here.
Listen, I'm sorry. They didn't have anything on record.
Hold on a second. I got
did my wife drop a cake off for me?
I would cake. There's no cake.
Surprise party for Martha on the second floor. She was supposed to drop a cake off.
I dropped it? No,
really not. There she is, late as usual.
Okay, well, it states right here very clearly that I am to deliver 36 boxes of liquid drain to this here address.
I don't care what that says. You're not on the list. You can't get in. I do have a problem with it. You can't get in.
I might lose my job.
That's not my problem, kid. I'll beat it, all right? I can't reach my car. I can't reach my car. Wait, 1 minute. The buzzer okay? We're late from the party in the second floor.
Excuse me.
Push the goddamn buzzer, will you? Thanks. Remember how to defeat an electronic keypad?
Oh.
Don't even joke about that, Martin. Those things are impossible.
Think I'm joking? Looks like they just put it in.
Oh, boy.
Here, maybe this might help.
old buddy of mine who was in Desert Storm sent it to me. Of course, he was on the other side.
Come on, Kreese. There's got to be a way around these things.
All right. This might work.
Yeah. Yeah. Above. Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Okay. I'll give it a shot. That worked.
Oh, God, no. Here, come on.
Hey, nice
excuse
to see
me.
You.
Who the hell is that?
Battle station.
Whisper them down. Monitor the audio. Grab the mic now.
Okay. I'm going to remove my hand now. Please do not scream. I promise nothing is going to happen to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
He's a PI.
You're a private investigator.
I'm a private investigator.
But why? Who hired you?
Huh?
Who hired you?
This is Janik.
There is not Mrs. Janik.
Yeah?
You got us stumped.
Oh, yeah? Who do you think paid for your little love job to Mexico City?
That was good.
Velma Janik. She lives in Montreal, where she handles her family's real estate holdings. Vast real estate holdings. Farms, banks, shopping malls. Two shopping malls. She supports Gunter, but figured he was cheating on her, and that's why she hired me.
That's a lie. That whore. I'll kill him.
Oh, no. Wait.
No!
Jim, no. Get a hold of yourself, Dr. Roscoe. Get a hold of yourself. Now, what you got to do is you got to not tell him you know. Nope. We weren't here. We didn't talk. You don't know me.
Oh.
You don't know anything about a wife.
Oh, you just give me one good reason why.
All right, I'll give you a reason. Give you a really good reason.
It's just what she would want you to do.
It's just what she would want you to do.
It's just what she wants you to do.
I don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes I don't understand myself. Here, look, I might lose my license for this. But my client is a vindictive, bitter woman. She's been withholding marital favors from Gunther for many, many years, and now she's out to ruin him.
And she's using you to get to her.
And she's using you, me, to get to her, you. I know that's confusing, but don't you see what's happening here? You and me, we're just pawns in this ugly little game.
If you love him.
If you really love him, then just keep on loving him. And never let him know that you know what he thinks you don't know, that you know. You know?
And give him head whenever he wants.
Give him head. Help. Be a beacon in his sad and lonely life. Can you do that for better?
Yes, I can. I can.
Okay, good. Now get out of here. Give him head.
Be a beacon.
Change.
is July 1, 1958, and the Air Force brought the space visitor to the White House for an interview with President Eisenhower. And Ike said, hey, look, give us your technology, and we'll give you all the catalypts you want. So that's
honey,
what
Honey, don't listen to this man. He's certifiable.
Your husband knows about cattle mutilations. He's ex-CIA.
Touch.
He knows the government's been suppressing for years.
Yeah, understood. Understood. One thing I don't quite get, though, is... So it's you and Cosmo, you're taking all of these chances, all these big chances. What for?
We were young. And there was a war on. It was a good way to meet girls.
I bet.
How come you didn't get caught? I went out for pizza. Then I went to Canada. I was lucky he wasn't.
Did he ever forgive you?
I hope so. He died in prison. So, what are you guys going to do with your share of the money? Don?
Well, we have never been to Europe
together.
And we are going. Madrid, Lisbon.
Athens. Oh, and Scotland.
And Tahiti.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Mother?
Well, you know, I've never actually had a really cool car that I could fit comfortably into. So I think I'm going to buy me a Winnebago. With a big kitchen, waterbed, big kitchen.
Carl?
I'd like to have a deep relationship with a beautiful woman who knocks on the very first time her eyes meet.
I'm not getting paid that much, Carl.
Well, you know, someone like this.
Definitely not getting paid that much.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Whistler?
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Right on.
And women.
All right.
Here.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Scrunchy.
Yeah.
Scrunchy.
Scrunchy is
not
a word.
A word.
You know what happens
since
to your
when?
Face?
Oh, please. It's not a word.
Right now, your
you
face go. Is scrunchy.
No,
so that is
it's not a
all
word.
All right. Yeah. We got to take it as a word for the time being. And my wife has come along. Don't bow. Don't bow. Okay.
Not better than scrunchy.
I didn't invent the word. I have.
Carl.
Yes?
What does it say where this is?
Hold on a second here. System out.
System.
All right.
Calling in 25 minutes.
Guys, I really think you should leave that thing alone.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to see something. Don't worry, Don.
How is it going, CETEC?
SETEC. CETEC. Special extraterrestrial?
Earthling counter.
Oh!
Set rate 245. And she begins to go, and this one bull turns around and looks at me like right dead in my eyes.
CTEC.
What?
CTEC astronomy.
I just love it when a man says that to me.
CTEC doesn't mean anything. Excuse me.
Get me some cable and the I.O. interface, please.
Monterey's Coast. Does Monterey's Coast mean anything to you guys?
No.
No. Here, help me with it.
Okay. Carl, get the diagnostics.
How about my Socrates note?
No.
Got it. Moving to another one.
Stay in that quadrant.
It's kind of like the same thing. Try another quadrant.
Whoa.
What was that? Go back one.
All right.
Holy cow. What the hell is this?
Secrets.
Bish, I think you better come over here.
Carl, you got your little black book?
Yes.
Give me the number for something impossible to access.
Okay. What about this? Federal Reserve Transfer Note, Culpeper, Virginia.
That sure is good luck.
900 billion a day goes through there.
That'll do. Punch it in.
Okay. You won't get in. It's encrypted. See?
Probably that last contact. Look at this, boys. Anybody want to shut down the Federal Reserve?
Hey, don't screw around with that thing.
Please. Carl, what else you got?
National power grid. Okay.
Here we come. Come on.
Rolling.
Wow. Unbelievable. Anybody want to black out New England? Carl, what else?
Air traffic control system.
Okay, Mother.
Oh, my God.
How is this possible? Cryptography systems are based on mathematical problems so complex they cannot be solved without a key.
Janik must have figured out a way to solve those problems without the key, and he hardwired it into that chip.
Turn it off. Anybody want to crash a couple of passenger jets?
I say turn it off.
Turn it off!
So it's a code breaker.
No. It's the code breaker. No more secrets.
Honey, you and Melissa get your things.
What time is the handoff?
9 a.m.
Well, between now and then, we are going to institute some security around here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is where I get off. Nice to see you again, guys. I'm out of here.
Don't take this personally, Liz. But you were the only one who knew Martin's secret. Somebody taught. So make yourself comfortable. We're all staying right here tonight.
No. I'm getting my bag. And I'm leaving. So relax, Kreese.
I'll relax when we get that damn thing out of here. Until then, you stay. What? There isn't a government on this planet that wouldn't kill us all for that thing. Sorry.
I see.
Carl? Did you get the alarm?
Mother, lock everything down. Doors and windows. Then kill the lights.
You bet.
Thank you for the trust, fellas. I really enjoyed sleeping with all you guys. Take care.
Bye, Liz.
You too, Liz.
I hope the handoff goes well. I'd hate for you to have something new to run from.
Martin? Time.
Yeah.
Morning.
Hi.
Any problems?
Nope.
Want a cappuccino?
No.
Check.
Hey, Martin! Telephone!
Just a minute.
It's your mother.
She's old.
Get in the car.
What?
Get in the car.
I didn't get the money.
Now!
What the hell are you doing? I didn't get the money.
Janik's dead.
They killed him.
The NSA doesn't kill people, Martin. Who are they?
You said that last night. There isn't a government on Earth that wouldn't kill for that thing.
Not ours. Who were those guys?
There's one way to find out.
Tell me you won't do it because I've got to have it. Damn it, I need to know, and I need to know now.
Hey, guys, interesting. That federal building has been scheduled for demolition since August. It houses the Federal Trade Commission, Department of Agriculture. It's been vacant for a month.
The NSA never had an office in San Francisco. Their West Coast operations are right out of Los Angeles.
Oh, God. Yeah, thanks.
Janice Grant is from the NSA.
How could you be so goddamn stupid? Two guys show up.
Say they have government and you just buy it.
They probably were government. Just not ours.
Everybody pack up whatever you can. This place isn't safe.
What do you think you're doing?
Going to a concert.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Give me back Janik's box, Greg.
I don't have it. No, you must believe me.
No. You use me. You set me up, Greg. No, I do not believe you.
My friend, we had nothing to do with this Janik business.
Not for lack of trying, mind you.
Your codes are entirely different from ours. We've never had any luck in breaking them. So Lord knows I wanted that box. But we did not take it.
And who did?
I will tell you now. I cannot tell you in this building. Do you understand?
Martin.
You must trust me.
Him? No. Him? No. Проехай немножко. Him?
I'm afraid these books are not as current as they used to be.
You guys still keep tabs on all our agents?
These are just the ones we thought we could learn.
You know, sexual problems. Financial problems. Then we had financial troubles. That's him. The older guy.
A loathsome man named Buddy DeVries, a.k.a. Buddy Weber, Buddy Wallace.
Wallace. That's him.
We tried to recruit him in 83. Drinking problem, married three times. Left the NSA 4 years ago. Oh, my.
What? What?
You disappeared once before, my friend. I suggest you do it again.
Why? Who's he working for?
Your FBI is such a pain in the ass.
Who's he working for?
Martin, I can offer you asylum inside this car. Technically, it's part of the conflict. Do you wish our protection?
What? Who is Wallace working for?
Mr. Bishop?
My name is Special Agent Fenstrup, FBI. Please, step out of the vehicle.
Do you wish our protection?
Mr. Bishop, get out of the vehicle now.
You won't know who to trust.
Mr. Bishop, step over here, please. Hands on the wall, sir.
This loaded?
Yes.
Too many secrets.
What are you doing up?
I'm sorry if he hurt you. I'm afraid Wallace doesn't like you very much.
Yeah. I had that guy checked for rabies.
Rabies occurs only in warm-blooded animals. Anyway, I couldn't have you talking to the Russians. 5 years ago, yes, we could trust them not to go running to the FBI, or if they did, we could trust the FBI not to believe them. Today, we can't trust anybody.
What's going on here? Cosmo, what happened?
The world changed on us, Marty. And without our help.
What happened?
There I was in prison.
And one day I help a couple of nice older gentlemen make some free telephone calls. They turn out to be, let us say, good family men.
Organized crime? Don't kid yourself. It's not that organized. Anyway, they arranged for me to get an early release from my unfortunate incarceration, and I begin to perform a variety of services. For starters, I reorganize their entire financial operation. Budgets, payroll, money laundering, you name it. And the whole network is protected by a very powerful encryption system, so the government cannot read it.
But if the feds get Janik's box?
Disaster. Therefore, we must have it.
To protect the organization?
Yes.
No, I don't buy it. I know you.
God, it's good to see you.
Contractors had it, noble causes did not. Politicians are bought and sold like so much chattel. Our problems multiply. Pollution, crime, drugs, poverty, disease, hunger, despair. We throw gobs of money at them. Problems always get worse. Why is that? Because money's most powerful ability is to allow bad people to continue doing bad things at the expense of those who don't have it.
I agree. Now, who did you say you were working for?
Oh, that's just my day job. Listen. When I was in prison, I learned that everything in this world, including money, operates not on reality, but the perception of reality.
How is it?
People think a bank might be financially shaky.
Consequence? People start to withdraw their money.
Result? Pretty soon it is financially shaky.
Conclusion? It can make banks fail.
Yes. I've already done that. Maybe you've heard about a few.
Think bigger. Stock market?
Yes.
Currency market?
Yes.
Commodities market?
Yes.
Small countries?
I might even be able to crash the whole damn system. Destroy all records of ownership. Think of it, Marty. No more rich people, no more poor people. Everybody's the same. Isn't that what we said we always wanted?
Guys, you haven't gone crazy, have you?
Who else is going to change the world, Marty? Greenpeace.
You are crazy.
Tomorrow they will retrieve your fingerprints from the gun that killed a Russian consular officer. The following day, those prints will be run through an FBI computer, and they will come up with a name. Martin Bryce. My old and good friend who promised me we would not get in trouble, and who I might add did not. Then they will check this database in Washington, D.C., which I'm now able to access thanks to you. Of course, no one knows where Martin Bryce is, do they? But what if this indicated an alias?
Don't do it, Cos.
Pain. Try prison. Chop.
No, no, not the head.
Just relax. No more secrets, Marty.
Thank you.
Really? You look terrific.
You look awful.
Well, I should think so, considering what I've been through.
What happened?
You tell me.
Oh, you got hit over the head twice and got thrown out of a speeding car.
Oh. Here, let me do this.
Sorry.
Okay, I understand.
I'm sorry.
The paper said that Greg was killed. I called your number and someone else answered. I didn't recognize the voice.
I can't do this alone, Liz.
I'm here.
We have to meet.
The FBI says the fingerprints found in the embassy car match those taken from the office of a government researcher found murdered earlier this week in Palo Alto. The connection was made after a Bay Area radio station received an anonymous tip linking the two killings.
Yeah, I'll bet it was
more bad news for the
son of a bitch.
All right. It's time we call the authorities.
Oh, yeah. Great. Now that we're accessories to espionage and murder.
All the more reason to turn ourselves in now while we can still cut a deal.
With what? We got Bupkis. We turn ourselves in now, they'll give us 20 years in the electric chair.
You think I like it? God damn it, I've got a family. But we have no other choice.
Yes, we do. We make the call. But we make it our way. Unload the van.
We got these van wideners here, Wes. What do you want them?
Thanks. Nice apartment.
I'm going to bounce this call through 9 different relay stations throughout the world and off 2 satellites. It'll be the hardest trace they've ever heard.
Now, this will measure stress in the voice of the person on the other end of the line. Not as accurate as a polygraph, but for today's purposes, it'll do.
Unbelievable.
Let's do it.
National Security Agency. Director of Operations, please.
What extension, please?
I'm sorry, I forget the number. Could I please have Director of Operations? It's very important.
What extension, please?
Try research. Give me research. It's an emergency.
I need an extension or a name.
C-Tech Astronomy.
One moment, please.
They started the trace.
Who is this, please?
It's my dime. I'll ask the questions. Who are you?
Well, let's say my name is Mr. Abbott.
True.
They made the second leg.
Mr. Abbott, are you interested in C-Tech astronomy?
I'm interested in all kinds of astronomy.
Cute.
They've got the satellite in Tokyo. These guys are good.
I need to know if you're someone who can make a deal.
Go on.
Can you deal?
Yes.
They're across Transcom. You've got about 20 seconds, Bishop.
If I come in with what I know, can you guarantee my safety?
Do you have the item?
No.
15 seconds.
Can you guarantee my safety?
Where is the item?
Can you guarantee my safety?
5 seconds.
Yes, I can guarantee your safety.
Fish, he's lying. Hang up, they've almost got us. He's lying. Hang up, Fish. He's lying. Hang up.
He's
got to be a way to cut a deal with those guys.
Too late.
If we had the box, yes. Without it, no.
So let's get this frickin' thing.
I don't know where it is, remember?
What did it sound like?
You've no idea at all where they took you.
No. They threw me in a trunk, drove around in circles. It could be 100 miles away. It could be next door. It could be underground. It could be in a skyrise. Forget it.
Fish, what did it sound like?
What?
The road. When you were in the trunk, what did the road sound like?
Oh, I don't know. Highway, regular highway.
Well, did you go over any speed bumps? Gravel? How about a bridge?
Bridge. Yeah.
Four bridges in the Bay Area.
Was the Golden Gate fogged in last night?
Yes.
Did you hear a foghorn?
No.
Scratch the Golden Gate. That leaves three.
What did it sound like? Did you go through a tunnel in the middle?
I'm not... No.
Scratch the bay.
Well, that leaves two. San Mateo and Dumbarton.
What did it sound like?
Lower. Lower.
There was a recurring sound.
Like seams in the concrete.
The further part. Yeah.
Bumps. Rough ones.
Railroad tracks.
Yeah. A right on Antrim and a left on 84.
And then what did you hear?
Cocktail party.
What?
Drove through what sounded... It sounded like a cocktail party. It was chattering. It was right at the end.
Great. Now we gotta look for a cocktail party on the other side of the railroad track.
Wait, Carl. What's the exit where the railroad tracks are?
Crescent.
Mother, stay on Crescent. Get off at the reservoir.
Okay.
There's a cocktail party at the reservoir.
Yeah.
Very good, Bish.
Remind me to make you an honorary blind person.
Where does this road go?
Nowhere. Looks like it ends right around that hill.
What's behind the hill?
Nothing. It's private property.
Private.
Get it. It's a toy company.
Toy company, my ass. That's laser fencing. It's high voltage on the perimeter. The whole building says go away. It's Cosmo, I know it. The toy company's up front. Mother, get the directional. Carl, get the video. Let's go.
Second floor, Northwest 2.
That's a bathroom.
Second floor, Northwest 3.
That's an emergency exit.
How do you know that?
Well, I can hear the emergency floodlight batteries recharging. Hold it right there. Kreis, what's this mean? My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Some sort of voice print ID. Here, I'll check it out.
What am I listening to now, Mother?
Third floor, southwest corner.
Oh, it's bursting with ultrasonic. I've never heard sensors that powerful before. Fish, someone is very serious about keeping people out of that room.
Yeah. Okay, there's the corner room with the motion detectors Whistler heard.
That's Cosmo's office. I saw the sensors.
They keep the lights on all night, so we have to assume the sensors are on, too. It won't be easy getting in there.
Okay, run this on ahead and let's figure out who works next door.
It's fascinating what $50 can get you at the county recorder's office.
What do you got?
Playtronics corporate headquarters. The complete blueprints.
Not bad. Not bad, Carl.
No, thanks.
Where'd you get the $50?
I took it from Mother's wallet.
Good.
No, Mom. Today's not a good day to come over. No.
Hey, what do we got here? It's called a man trap. I borrowed this demo from the manufacturer.
It's a digital voice recognition monitor hooked up to an access booth.
NSA uses the same technology to keep people out of restricted areas at Fort Meade. Card? Now sneak right into this box.
Hi. My name is Martin Bishop. My voice is my passport. Verify me.
And you can't pass through unless your voice print matches the one encoded on the card.
So we need someone's card.
And their voice.
Can we beat this with tape?
Has to be up close and personal.
Otherwise, you'll be caught in a steel-reinforced booth while the guards with the shotguns are called.
Oh, that's great.
Really? What about motion detector?
I'm picking one up this afternoon. That makes beating this look easy.
Hey, Bish. I think we found our guy.
Okay, I've blown up the image a little. Here's the room next to Cosmos. Now it's the end of the day. Watch who comes out. Let me zoom in on the front door. A lady in a green skirt. And this guy with the cap. Nobody comes out for another 18 minutes.
So it's one of those two.
Right. Now here's the next evening. Again. The office next to Cosmos. Lights go out.
The guy in the cap. Anybody else?
Nobody else comes out for 22 minutes. That's who works next door.
Good. Okay, we'll use his office to get into Cosmos. Can we get plates?
Let me see. Zooming in. Another bump. Enhancing. There's your plate. 180 IQ.
Cute. All right. Carl, let's do this guy.
His name's Werner Brandis. Single, 6'1", 174 pounds, must wear glasses to drive, no outstanding tickets or warrants.
He leaves work between 6 and 7 every night, takes the same route home, he obeys the speed limit, comes to a complete stop at every stop sign, and signals when he changes lanes. He's a very safe driver.
$750 limit on his visa, pays his bills. No bad debts, no bum checks. No registered firearms. Member International Microchip Designers Association and chairman of the social committee.
Great. The world's most boring human. How the hell are we going to get close enough to record him?
Oh, mother.
Sorry, Liz. Standard procedure. Trash from the guy's house.
And thank you for bringing it into mine.
Let's see here. Phone bill, no long distance. Club Med brochure. I think it's stubs to a Barry Manilow concert. Here it is.
Here we go. Dear Computator, welcome to the world of automated compatibility.
He's a computer dater.
I love it. Let's get him a date.
Hey, what was the name of that gal that we did the news on the cereal company sink last year?
Sandy Krieger?
Yeah.
Forget it. Married a cop. How about Barbara? She was cute.
Yeah, but she'd never do it. She regards this work as juvenile. That's why she divorced me.
How about your friend Jessie?
Yeah, she's buff.
Fellas, look at this man's trash. He's not looking for buff.
It's the nicest garbage I've ever seen.
The man who folded this tube of Crest is looking for someone meticulous, refined. Anal. What?
A dozen chin, Leroy's bound. Chinest man in the whole downtown. 2 million for Munchen Sound. 新年因为他是个王。
Werner? Hi. I'm Doris.
Hi. Are you ready for the dim sum bar?
Oh, I'm not really in any hurry.
All right, I'll be right back.
Well, Friday,
what an interesting name you have. How exactly do you pronounce it?
This is Wenson Cosmo's office. Best motion sensor on the market.
Watch this.
Also responds to thermal differentials.
Does this have a happy ending?
Oh, yeah. We can wrap you in a full bodysuit of neoprene heat-resistant rubber, or we can raise the temperature in Cosmo's office to 98.6 degrees, which is probably what we'll have to do because the neoprene would suffocate you. Either way, you've got a top speed of 2 inches per second. Any faster than that? And big guys with guns, but you'll probably do fine.
Since when am I the one
that... The same model answering machine that Janik used for the shell of his box. Now, that's what you'll be carrying across the floor at 2 inches per second. I got that for you because I figured you'd, you know, just want to practice with it. Remember to go real slow. Slow.
You get all the fun stuff.
So, what about travel? Where do you like to go? Europe? Mexico?
I don't know. I've never been out of the country. Look, I think they want us to leave.
Sit down, Morgan. Oh, talk to me. You know what? I really love the sound of your voice.
Really? I always thought it was kind of nasal and pinched.
Oh, no, not at all. It's lovely. And there's this one word. I've always loved the sound of this word. Oh, no.
No, what?
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
No, no, I would.
Never
what?
Mind.
What?
No.
Please, what?
All right. I would really like to hear you say the word passport.
Passport?
Oh. You know, you're right, we ought to leave.
Doris? Would you like to have breakfast with me?
Sure, fine.
Shall I phone you or nudge you?
Check, please.
Hi, my name is Werner Brandis. My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Is that the gardener? I thought they already left.
I guess not.
May I use your John, please?
Listen, a few minutes ago, a gardener came. Skip it, I see him.
Okay, fellas, I'm out of here. Carl, have a nice ride.
I'll join you as soon as I'm through pounding these breasts. Do you know, the best thing about this meal, besides it's absolutely fabulous, it only has 400 calories.
Oh, great.
You know, I'm very concerned about what we eat.
You are.
What would you say? Well, what would you say is the ideal diet?
Well, I sort of eat on the run. You know, I'm really busy,
well,
so...
Let's see, the ideal diet... Don't laugh. It's the bottom of a monkey cage.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Take a look at the bottom of a monkey cage. You have a
someone at your door?
I'm not expecting anyone. No. Nobody there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're all alone.
Oh. I'll just close the window. It's okay now.
No, but it's true. I read that once. You have fruit, you have greens, you...
Good evening, Playtronics.
Cattle mutilations are up.
Don't.
Sorry.
You've got video.
Let's look at
all eight of them.
Rolling.
But you know when you're locked, fine. You are clear all the way up to the Mandrap.
My name is Werner Brandis. My voice is my passport. Verify.
There's a 3-foot area in the corner
just outside the sensor's range.
Good. Hold on. Whistler?
Carl, how's the weather?
98.6 and holding.
Beauty.
We got body temp, Chris.
Go.
Once again, I am so sorry about dinner.
No, it was really delicious.
No, no. I overcooked the carrots.
No, I like them. Really squishy like that. That's cute.
Oh, oh. Watch. Watch this. Play dead.
Great.
I designed the voice recognition chip.
What a thing to do. Could I just make a quick phone call?
Sure. It's in the bedroom.
Upstairs?
Yeah, yeah. Just go upstairs, and then you walk straight forward. And the first one is a closet. Oh, pooch. Look what you've done to Doris's purse. What do you say we go for a ride, Doris?
I don't believe you. Now what do you say? The NSA killed Kennedy?
No, they shot him, but they didn't kill him. He's still alive.
That's it. I've had it.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. You just do your job. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Okay, fine. It was the same people who framed Pete Rose.
Boy, this was fun. Want to go back?
Oh, no, we're almost there.
Almost where?
Kreese.
Get it.
No, no, no. Kreese.
Forget it.
Werner just pulled up. He's got Liz with him.
Martin, I think you'd better hurry. For one thing I can't do is...
Everything seems to be in order.
Does it?
Yes, sir.
Very sorry to have troubled you, miss.
Not as sorry as I am, Werner.
I'm letting her go.
We'll call you a cab.
Thank you. This is my last computer, Dave.
Wait. A computer matched her with him? I don't think so. Marty.
Why is it so hot in here?
We've got 6 guards in the front lobby, 4 in the south corridor, 2nd floor, 5 upstairs north.
Guards in the boiler room.
Oh, God. Carl, listen carefully. You've got trouble.
Heating ducts over the furnace.
You'll be all right. Just find the heating ducts above the furnace.
That'll get them to the elevator.
That'll lead you to the elevator chase.
Martin? There's a fire escape at the end of the north corridor. You'll have to break through a couple of firewalls.
Yeah, have them go south.
No, go directly north.
There's an air duct there.
Directly north, about 30 yards. Once you're there, let me know.
Blue team, move to southwest corridor 1. Green team, secure north corridor 3.
Be in a crawl space.
White team, secure all exits.
Break through.
I'm in northeast 3 over the corridor.
I think it's a dead end.
Don't move. And don't worry, we'll get you out of here.
Whistler, we got guards in every stairwell. Can you hear if there's any...
Oh, no.
What?
Don't say oh, no.
This is Wallace. I'm in Northeast 3. Gonna check it out.
Martin, we lost.
Do you read me?
Marty, I know you are in the building, and I know you can hear me. God. You should not have come back, Marty.
I wanted you lost. And if our friendship had meant anything to you at all, that's the way you should have left it.
But you always had to be the one to win, didn't you?
You were the one who got away with things while I never did.
You always had to get the girl, didn't you?
So I never did. At least not until now. She's lovely, Marty.
Please.
Marty, please bring me the box.
You must know that will never either of you live if you try to get out. I am your way out.
I'm your only way out.
If I wanted you dead, you would be dead. Marty.
I cannot kill you. I cannot kill you. You have to trust me.
Guys, I'm going in. You hear me, Carl?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
So you have my box. We have a deal. Right? Wait a second. Wait a minute. God damn it, you give me your word. I cannot kill my friend. Kill my friend. You son of a bitch.
You didn't really think we were gonna let you go, did you?
You didn't really think I was going to let you have this box, did you?
What?
Now.
Now? What are you talking about now?
Now.
Damn right now.
Carl, now.
Let go of him. I mean it. I'm an excellent marksman, woman. Move.
Oh, sure, sure. Get up. Carl, what the hell were you waiting for?
That's not easy what I just did.
Guys, can we get out of here?
Yeah. Here. Come on.
There's a fire escape on the north side. Is it clear?
Yes, clear.
Where are you?
On a hill overlooking the northeast corner of the parking lot.
There.
Beautiful. Come and get us.
Hurry up. We've only got a few minutes before anybody knows we're gone.
Come in and get you.
Put your hands where I can see them and step out of the van. You too, Midnight.
Mother.
Shit.
Whistler, you gotta do it.
Do what?
You gotta drive. I'll talk you through it. Now hurry.
To drive what?
Now, there's a gate about 30 yards behind you. Reverse and floor it.
Did I ever tell you why I had to leave the CIA?
No. What's reverse?
One down.
My temper. Motherfuckers mess with me, I split your head.
Grease. Where's Whistler going?
Fish? I'm going backwards.
Doing fine, doing fine. Now, hit the brakes, now. Okay, Whistler, put the gear shift down two notches.
Down two notches?
Turn left, forward.
I'm going forward.
No, straighten out, straighten out.
Oh, what was that?
Okay, keep coming.
Oh, God, I'm driving.
What's more? No, don't do that, I'm driving.
Whoa, go left. That's my... my left, right.
Go right.
It's okay. Beautiful. Keep coming. Keep coming. Now you're gonna go down a very gentle slope.
Oh, okay. Fine. Great. No problem.
Okay. 5 more seconds and stop.
Oh, I think I'll stop right here.
Whistler, that was great!
Whistler!
Where to?
Oh, no, I'm taking the wheel. In the back. Where's Martin?
Marty! You step away from the ladder.
You will give me the box right now, or I will kill you right now.
No.
Jesus! Just give me the box, Marty.
I thought you couldn't kill your friend, Cos.
I missed on purpose. Now give me the box.
Take the goddamn thing. I don't want it. You win, I lose. That's what you want, isn't it? Say it. Say it.
Yes!
I'm sorry, Cuz.
You could have shared this with me.
I know.
You could have had the power.
I don't want it.
Don't you know the places we can go with this?
Yeah, I do. There's nobody there.
Exactly. The world isn't run by weapons anymore, or energy, or money. It's run by little ones and zeros, little bits of data. It's all just electrons.
I don't care.
I don't expect other people to understand this, but I do expect you to understand this. We started this journey together.
It wasn't a journey, Oz. It was a prank.
There's a war out there, old friend. A world war. And it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
If I were you, I'd destroy that thing.
Don't go. Don't go.
You do what you have to do, Kaz. But if you want to stop me, you'll have to pull the trigger. You.
Greatest sneak in history. We can't tell anybody about it.
You know what I can't believe? I can't believe tomorrow's Thursday.
Not one word.
Okay, all of you, step over here. Stand up. Move.
Move.
Mr. Bishop. I'm Bernard Abbott, National Security Agency. We spoke on the phone. I believe you have something that belongs to me.
It's interesting, don't you think, you guys, that the NSA is here? I thought the FBI was supposed to do this kind of thing.
Absolutely. This is outside the NSA's jurisdiction.
Unless the NSA didn't want anybody to know about Janik's little black box.
I keep thinking about something Greg told me. He said that our codes were based on an entirely different system than the Russian codes. So this box really wouldn't work on them. The only thing it'd really be good for is spying on Americans.
Oh, sure, with a box like that, they could read the FBI's mail.
Or the CIA's. Or the White House's.
No wonder they don't want to share with the other children.
What do you want, Mr. Bishop?
Clear up my record. Get out of my life.
I don't have much choice, do I?
Not unless you want to read about it in Newsweek.
Deal. The box.
Not so fast. I want a Winnebago.
What?
Fully equipped. Big kitchen, waterbed, AM/FM CD, microwave.
This is not a car dealership, pal.
He wants a Winnebago.
All right, a Winnebago.
Thank you. Burgundy interior.
Now the box.
I have never taken my wife to Europe.
I'm sorry to hear it. Give me the box.
You will buy me 2 round-trip first-class tickets to Athens, Lisbon, Madrid, and Scotland.
Don't forget Tahiti.
And Tahiti.
Tahiti is not in Europe.
Excuse me. When you get the box, then you give us geography lessons. Until then, this man goes to Tahiti.
fine. Tahiti.
Carl?
The young lady with the Uzi. Is she single?
Yeah, Carl, excuse us. Yeah.
This is the brass ring. Now you're going to think bigger thoughts.
I just want a telephone number.
How about a lunch? You can chaperone.
No, I will not do this.
Hey, Abby, come on. Now, the FBI would give him twins.
No!
Wait a second. You can have anything you want, and you're asking for my phone number.
Yes.
273-9164. Area code 415.
I'm Carl.
I'm Mary.
I'm going to be sick. Are we done here?
No, not yet. Whistler.
I want peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Are you serious?
I want peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
We are the United States government. We don't do that sort of thing.
Just gonna have to try.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you very much. That's all I ask.
How about you? What do you want?
Oh, I'm fine.
May I have the box?
You know it doesn't work. It never did.
That's not important, is it? What's really important is that none of this ever happened. This box doesn't exist.
I never saw it before.
Remember that.
Bishop. All you did was say it was broken. Can't they still just hook it up and do terrible things with it?
Nope.
In a surprise announcement, the Republican National Committee has revealed it is bankrupt. A spokesman for the party said they had plenty of money in their accounts last week, but today they just don't know where the money has gone. But not everybody's going begging. Amnesty International, Greenpeace, and the United Negro College Fund announced record earnings this week, due mostly to large anonymous donations.